Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 87 for Monday, October 5th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, taking strength from widespread gains in the vegetable oil market. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were all higher to start the day. Canola values were anywhere from $3 to $4 higher, with the November contract coming in at $476.40 per ton. Prices were still receiving support from Friday's Statistics Canada canola production estimate, which came in at the low end of expectations. Spillover buying from other commodities was also supporting prices. Wet, cool weather blew across most of the prairies over the weekend, delaying what's left of the harvest. Traders continue to unload supplies at a brisk pace, judging from the recent crush numbers. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to foreign buyers. Yields have been better than expected so far. Most traders figure canola production numbers will keep rising in subsequent reports. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.79 a bushel. Prices were correcting themselves somewhat after suffering slight losses on Friday. Prices also jumped on signs of good demand. Brazilian farmers are said to have sold nearly 37% of their newly seeded soybean crop. The American dollar is slightly weaker, which helped out the market. Corn was slightly higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.90 a bushel. Traders have begun to position themselves ahead of the USDA's supply and demand report, which will be released on Friday. The U.S. harvest is nearing the halfway point, and weather conditions still remain favorable. There are some ideas that farmers will be planting more soybeans because of corn's high input costs. U.S. wheat was slightly higher, with the December contract at $5.13 per bushel. There are reports that dry, cold conditions in Russia are threatening the crop there. Support is also coming from some of the buying that's going on in the other grains. Egypt bought 235,000 tons of wheat from Ukraine and Russia over the weekend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.